like to start by addressing the albeit cute, but still elephant that is in the room, which is that sex, there are two ways that you can buy it. You can either go in store and have an experience very similar to what mine was, or you can go online, visit maybe a site like Amazon, and scroll across thousands of products with no ability to find out what the right product for you is with any guidance or curation. Despite this, demand for this product category continues to grow exponentially. And we see this anecdotally from the runaway success of 50 Shades of Grey, the television show Girls, Broad City, Sex and the City, especially amongst millennial women. And when I say millennial women, we're talking about 29-year-olds who shop on their phones, make $50,000 a year, self-identify as feminists, and are shopping for these products. In 1970, only 1% of women used vibrators and sex toys. And in 2009, Indiana University found that that was up to 53%. The market also reflects the huge opportunity in this industry. It's growing at 10 to 15% year over year, and in less than 5 years, it's going to be a $52 billion market globally. Today, there are 40 million women in North America alone that use vibrators. But Unbound is the new sophisticated e-commerce solution, because there is no brand name that has been the first mover to come out ahead and really establish itself as the sophisticated solution. We focus on making great sex accessible for all women in a way that is sophisticated. And we do this in three distinct ways. The first is a subscription box, which is $65 once every 3 months, because we don't think that you should be getting these every single month. It'd be a lot. But it serves as an introduction mechanism for people that have never bought products in this category before and makes it much less intimidating. It's very easy to skip. Before the box goes out, we send out an email that tells you exactly what's in it. And we have 40% margins on average on the subscription boxes themselves. In doing the subscription, one of the things that we ran into quarter after quarter was that there wasn't very much innovation in this space, and so we began to create our own products and put them in each box. And then we would put the excess inventory on the site, hoping that it would sell. Time and time again, it sold out. And so this fall, we're working to vertically integrate and create, this is actually one of our products, I'm wearing another one, a line of fashion-forward jewelry that doubles as sexual lifestyle accessories as well. And last but not least, we have an e-commerce store which focuses on curation. We have themed boxes as well as individual products available for sale. So you find a lingerie brand that you love, you come back and you buy it with us. You find the lubricant that you love, you come back and you buy it with us. There are things that we do both externally and internally that position us to be differentiated from our competitors. From a customer perspective, there are four key things that we do. The first is customer service. I would challenge anyone to find a negative review about Unbound on the internet. And Lord knows what the number of trolls, that's a very bold statement. We have a less than 12-hour response time in live chat. Also, discretion, our boxes arrive discreetly at your door as if it was an Amazon package. Aesthetic, we photograph these products as if they are a beauty or health product. And we also write copy as if it was you're shopping with your best friend. And last but not least is curation. We focus on never having more than 300 SKUs on our site so that women don't waste their time scrolling through thousands and thousands of products. From an internal perspective, there are three things we do that differentiate us. The first is that we're one of two startups that is partnering with Zeba Labs, which is a world-renowned product design and development company that invented the USB drive, the Heinz ketchup bottle, and they're going to help us vertically integrate as we look to turn this industry on its head. The second is talent. The main reason why the adult industry is as horrible as it is because the stigmas and taboos have resulted in a huge talent deficit. And last but not least is purchasing power. We have over 1,000 subscribers today, and that allows us to have the same purchasing power as a distributor, getting up to 40% off of wholesale pricing when we go to purchase products from manufacturers.
So what do you think are the main levers to really hit like that hockey stick of growth for you?
I think, I think that there's a huge first mover opportunity here, and my biggest fear is that someone else will raise the money before we do and beat us to it. I think it's just brand awareness and continuing to do brand partnerships. It's been almost surprising how open brands have been because they're so relieved to be able to write and partner with a company like us. So I believe that the biggest barrier ahead of us is breaking down Facebook and Instagram ads and being able to scale those types of customer acquisition channels, because right now they are cut off to us based on what we sell. Although Trojan, Viagra, those can all advertise on Facebook and Instagram, but we cannot. But the model, which is to give people an opportunity to use a subscription as a mechanism to sample things and come back and purchase with us, is working. 20% of anyone that shops with us has already come back and had a repeat purchase, and 85% of those repeat customers are subscribers.
What about the portion of your business that isn't the subscription, that's the actual sale, the actual products? I know that that's been a problem for Birchbox in the past. Do you have agreements with those companies that they won't be selling on Amazon, or do you have not?
That's a really great question. We don't, and I think that for us that is a huge risk that we're looking at.
Really like a design element, because you're getting around all that.
Right. So our long-term focus and goal is to be similar to a Nordstrom or a Sephora, and that, like, we'll always carry the very best of the best, but the long-term play is to vertically integrate and be the household brand name with our own products, because the margins are so much better.
Thank you.